Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior Jesus Christ. Here again, this portion of the epistle. Remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead. He indeed is our confidence. Have you ever had someone try to sell you on something being a sure thing, a sure bet? It seems as if people like to have secure things, things you can count on. Not too many people risk lots of their funds in non-insured items. They don't like to put their money into these things, for they seem to be afraid of what might happen if something unforeseen would happen to the savings institution. At least when you're thinking about your funds that you want to retire upon, people like security. They appreciate seeing police cars patrolling the streets at night. They feel that they can count upon the protection of the police. But what is really a sure thing? Somebody, and I didn't research it, said this a long time ago: nothing is certain except death and taxes, and we know what tomorrow is. What does that have to do with the sermon, you might be asking? Well, it's supposed to get you ready to hear about something that is really sure. It's supposed to prepare you to hear the truth about the word of Jesus Christ. What is sure about him? Some would argue, maybe even some of you, about the person and work of Jesus Christ. He's described by Paul as being the seed of David, being raised from the dead. He was raised from the dead, victorious over sin, death, and the grave. And so on Sunday we said, Happy Easter. In not so many days, some of you gentlemen are going to be receiving your calls. In not so many weeks, you'll be ordained into the office of the Holy Ministry. And you will be charged to bring the message of the crucified, risen Christ to your people. For you, things are going to change. It will be changing from the comfort zone of sitting at the feet of your favorite professors to being in places where people don't really care, perhaps, about being Lutheran, or not understanding what it really means to be a Lutheran, let alone caring about what you learned about standing or kneeling for prayer during certain times of the year. But Paul told Timothy in this last will and testament, remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descendant of David, according to my gospel. That's what Paul preached to Timothy. He preached Christ. Jesus Christ, Son of God, Son of Man, crucified, risen from the grave. Remember him. That's certainty. It was for that message that Paul was willing to suffer imprisonment. Indeed, he was literally a chained man, but the word he confesses, which testifies to the truth of the resurrection of Christ, is not chained. That word which frees us from everlasting death was still being proclaimed by Paul, and he was willing to suffer all, even death. Our text says that everybody might be able to obtain the salvation of Jesus Christ. That was the gist of his gospel proclamation. In the context of this message, Paul is busily encouraging Timothy, instructing him, taking his last opportunity to encourage him as Timothy continues Paul's work of proclaiming Christ. And at this point he says, remember the message. Your confidence must not be in your intellect, in your abilities, Your confidence must not be in yourself, but in the message. Jesus Christ, a descendant of David, a human being, was dead and now is alive. That's the guarantee for you, Timothy. And that's the guarantee for all of you that follow Timothy's way. Remember the gospel. Since the word is not chained, Paul was willing to endure all things for the sake of the elect. The resurrection of Christ changed everything. In the Gospels, we read that the disciples, after Jesus' arrest and crucifixion, were disheartened. They were hiding behind barred doors, barred for the fear of the Jews. Perhaps they thought that they would be next. But one thing changed them. One thing changed them into mighty messengers, bold messengers of God's love for sinful man, and that is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. The risen Christ changed everything. It changes everything for us. How we face that visit to the doctor, how we face that visit to the hospital with our loved ones. The risen Christ has changed everything. For the gospel message of the victor Christ emboldened the disciples to confess him to the world. The risen Christ, victor over death and the grave, guaranteed their victory and ours. But not on our own, but through him, through the word, through the sacraments, the word that frees. Paul says, it's a trustworthy statement. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. Paul was there talking about baptism. With those few words, he reminds Timothy about what he wrote to the Romans, where he said, don't you know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, that our body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, for he who has died is freed from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is to never die again. Death no longer is master over him. Paul said, remember that. Remember that gospel. Remember that good news that Christ is raised from the grave. God has done it all for us. God has accepted his sacrifice. Jesus died and rose victoriously over the grave, and you have been baptized into his name. But then in our text, there's also a warning for us. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He is faithful to his word. He is faithful to us, and in him we live. You have received the same gifts as Timothy through the word and through the water. By virtue of God's life in Jesus Christ, in virtue of his life, we shall live together with him in heaven. So like Timothy, we keep on keeping on. It is sure, it is certain, if we endure, we shall reign with him. Paul continues in his text to encourage good pastoral practice for Timothy. It's good reading for all of us to come back to on a regular basis, to reflect on what Pastor Paul tells Timothy. There's much for our day-to-day service in the church. But what he basically says in the text today is this: be concerned about the things that matter. As he said, remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descendant of David. And then he might say to you as you go out, don't worry about the color of the coffee pots. Leave that to the ladies' aid. They have better taste than you. But be concerned to proclaim the gospel. Administer the sacraments. To that we are called. In his holy name, amen.